You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Sometimes the art world is a bit like a soap opera. There's no way to review the year 2013 in Southern California and not think that. Art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp joins us now to talk about it. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So the ongoing saga of Jeffrey Deitch and his departure from MoCA, that dominated the headlines at least earlier this year.
That's right, and no longer ongoing because, of course, he has left MoCA and left MoCA without a director. So the search has been on for many months, and now the search is almost over. The folks at the museum say any moment they'll be announcing a new director, so stay tuned.
So a new chapter will soon to begin. Now, one of my personal highlights this year was tagging along with you on your interview of the acclaimed master of light, James Turrell. That show's still up right now.
Those beautiful Rooms Full of Light by Turrell, they were really marvelous. And also the show that he had at Kane Griffin Corcoran. Mm-hmm. This is an artist who's extraordinarily well known for his work in LA in the 1960s, dealing with light and space, but not that many people had actually seen his work. So this was a great opportunity not only for people in LA to see the show at LACMA, which, as you said, continues till April, but also the show at the Guggenheim in New York and the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston. This really introduced many people to an artist whose work was known otherwise mostly through word of mouth or articles or photographs.
Fascinating man. Now, some other shows that are packing a big punch for other institutions are featuring extraordinary Southern California artists. They're still up on display, too.
That's right. Looking back, it was a great year for those of us who are interested in the history of California art. And Sam Francis, another legendary abstract artist from this region, there's a large show of his work that continues at the Pasadena Museum of California Art. And those are those sort of jewel-colored, splotchy, runny forms on brilliant white backgrounds. He did this in a masterful, open way and created a kind of abstract painting that was really, to a certain extent, informed by the freedom that he found through his connections to Asia.
Mm.
Another key figure from LA's history, and of course San Francisco's history as well, is Richard Diebenkorn. And I talked about the show when it was up in San Francisco at the de Young Museum, but now it's at the Palm Springs Art Museum, and it continues there through February, middle of February. So you get a chance to see how his work developed during the Berkeley years, during the late 50s and early 60s, before he moved to LA and began his well-known Ocean Park series. And I have to tell you, this is a spectacular show. And Palm Springs is only an hour and a half drive. And you could even hit the shopping mall while you're out there.
And lastly, there's a show still up at the Hammer.
James Welling, it's a great show, not only to review the quality of this particular artist's work, but I think it's interesting in terms of thinking about the way photography as a practice for all artists is changing as it meshes with the larger world of contemporary art.
Of course, as the MoCA saga continues to unfold, we'll be here. You can read Hunter's complete year in review on our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. And we do hope your New Year's resolution is to consume more art with us. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.